In reference to the traffic impact study, is not recommended that the current level of service A of Route 291, Martin Farm Road, will not change as a result of this application. On May 23rd of 2011, the Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references that there are two soil types on the site, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that it is possible that off-site drainage improvements and on-site drainage improvements will be required. On May 24th of 2011, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. We did receive a note in opposition to the application from Timothy and Rebecca Myers. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir.
My name is Richard M. Ingram from Lewis, Delaware. My address is 1339 Red Mill Drive, Lewis, Delaware. My office is 1768 Coastal Highway in Lewis. I am a builder under R.M. Ingram Builders. I've been in the building business in Sussex County for 58 years. I own this property, and I own the property adjoining to it on the at the drive. It is a wooded area. And I'm interested in putting four buildings in there, which would be 16 units, four units in each building. And it's kind of a quaint area, a quiet area, and I would like to keep it that way. They're small, real small apartments. The apartments would be for retired people or school teachers or professional people, and we are not looking for any family people with children. It's more professional people, and I think it'd be an improvement for that area. I don't think it will devaluate anybody's property that I can see, and I'm really interested in doing it.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
All right, sir. When you ran this site plan by the Sussex Conservation District, did they have you done that?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just curious about the placement of your proposed drainage area.
We haven't done very little engineering on it at all.
I see. Okay. The proposed septic area, as shown on here, have you had that size to adequately control the wastewater?
No, we haven't done that.
Okay, because if you were an
intended... Just made this proposal, see if we could get it accepted, and we would do the engineering later on.
All right. Mr. Lank, would this have been an application that would have gone to the... before TAC?
Not unless you're required.
Not unless, okay.
Anything required to go to TAC by regulation is actually RPCs because they're included in part of the subdivision process and subdivision application. Mm-hmm. We do normally, on some occasions, send some multifamily projects, and we do also send manufactured home parks.
So then we might not have an impact from someone like the fire marshal that, based on this site plan that and the parking, where we would have any comments from them as to
only in the site plan review process.
Understood. If you got approval for this, do you have intentions to put certain restrictions, covenants, homeowners association established? I heard you say that you were possibly making this age restricted, that you weren't looking for families with children, or you had some target.
This would be rental. rental. All rental, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as opposed to homeowners association, it would have a governance.
Yes,
of,
yes. Restrictions. Of your, yeah.
Of your lease that you would
yes.
put out
oh,
there,
of course,
saying
yeah.
What you expected insofar as conduct and. That's all the questions I have at this time, sir.
Okay, Mr. Ross.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton.
What do you anticipate the square foot of these units per unit?
I don't remember, tell you the truth. They're pretty small. It's like two bedrooms, a living room area, and a kitchen, an eat-in kitchen.
So are they, they're just... like row houses, essentially.
Well, there'd be it would be four of them. They would be in one building, four entrances in the front, you know, and you'd have a back door with a patio in the back and things like that.
Okay. Can I expand upon that?
You may.
Are you talking about side by side units, two story?
No, it's a single story.
Single
side
story.
Side by side units, yeah.
And a 28x52, and you're going to put four units in a single
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And the okay, so I got it. The and then the drive would just come in off the existing drive that's there. You just widen it up, and so you're going to ease the thing. So the last unit. The east would drive all the way down
yes,
and come
that's
in
correct.
On
yes.
the easement.
Mm-hmm.
Is my math right?
Okay. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Mr. Lang.
My question was in relationship to the size of the units, because I assume being it's a 28x52 building that they were most likely going to be two-story, and they're still going to be small units, but they're only one.
They're only one story. Mr. Ingram, my own... calculation, I would say they're going to be about the size of a hotel room.
No, they're bigger than that.
I don't know. I'm pretty familiar with hotel rooms, and 200 or 300 square feet's not too much.
Well, they're basically 13x28. Just by dividing by four the dimensions. So
that's about a junior suite at a Holiday Inn Express.
Well, people, you know, this day and time, they want something. If you've got somebody that's divorced and moves in, they want something small. They just want a place to live and eat and sleep and leave and go to work. They don't want to have to heat and air condition a three-bedroom apartment that they don't need.
Okay. All right. Mr. Lank, you have any other questions?
No, that's all.
Okay. Counselor?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Ingram. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1899, Richard M. Ingram? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1899? All right, sir. You in the first, and then your friend in the, with the blue shirt will go next. Come on up. Tell us who you are. You may have the floor.
Yes, I'm Timothy Myers. I wrote the letter, 614 Richmond Road, Rachel, Pennsylvania. I own the property next to Mr. Ingram's down here in Delaware. It's 19212 East Meadowview Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19688 is the zip code. Did anybody go out and see the properties? Okay. You know what? The one house was put there in 1998. It has not been lived in since it's been moved on the property. The lot has not been mowed since it's been moved on the property. I'm just worried about well water, sewer, the drainage. You know, where's all this going? And where's he getting all the well water? If you're talking three-bedroom apartments.
I'm quite certain he is not talking about three-bedroom apartments.
I'm just saying, you know, that's my concern, you know.
Okay.
It's the properties are not kept up good. Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Your turn.
Yeah.
Yes, my name's James Larson. I live at 19234 East Meadow View Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19968. As far as the apartments go, when I saw the letter that Timothy got, I figured maybe 2-3-bedroom apartments. And I was saying, well, a family of four living in that, that's the average that would move in. But now he's saying that he's going to make a small apartment, which to me sounds more like dives now than someplace somebody would really want to live. You yourself said how small that apartment would be. My concern also is the wastewater and the well water to get all that. And I just appreciate the time and voice of my opinion.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition?
The name is Calvin L. Butler. The address is 28447 Martins Farm Road, Milton, Delaware. I own the property connected to Mr. Ingram's property.
Mm-hmm.
Part of his property goes down, I believe it's on the north end side of my property, across the back. He owns the property back there also. I'm concerned about the value of the property there. The sewage, the water, the whole nine yards. From the size he's talking about, it's not much more than a little shack, really. And I'm concerned about, really, the property value going down. The property that he has, the double wide that he has back there, he used to rent those out to some Mexicans, which they had quite a few people would live in that one little place.
Sir, I don't think the ethnic origin of these folks is of any concern to us.
Okay, but the upkeep of the property, his property, which has quite a bit of trees on it, okay, the limbs are going over on my property. When I cut my grass, I got to bow down on each of them to cut my property grass.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him last year a couple of times about trimming them up. It hasn't been done. I asked him this year. It hasn't been done. So I'm concerned about, really, we don't need that in that neighborhood. We have a nice neighborhood, and we'd like to keep it that way. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Estelle Butler. I live at 28447 Martins Farm Road. Calvin is my husband.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm very concerned about this because his property is adjacent to ours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right almost by my side door. And it's not even 60 feet. I forget my husband what he said. You know, I'm concerned about the traffic 24/7. And I'm concerned about the noise. You know, we're older people. We like to live kind of peaceful. And I just
so
can't.
So you have older people living
we
with
are.
You? Who is?
We. And we're getting older, if the Lord say so.
Well, we're going to grant you a little bit of latitude this
okay.
evening, but you could have fooled me.
And we like to live peaceful. And right now, we are very comfortable with the traffic, you know, with the people around us. We pretty well know our people around there. And we just like to feel safe. And with units like that, you don't know who's... You might say you're going to screen them. But, you know, you just don't know. You just don't know. And I feel for my safety. And that's all I have to say, but I'm really concerned about this. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, we thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir, step right up.
My name is George Laughlin. My address, 28379 Martins Farm Road in Milton. I'm concerned about the size of the units that Mr. Ingram wants to put out, 28 by 52. My home is 28 by 40. My wife and I lived there. We raised two children in that house. With 28 by 52, you're talking about 360-some square feet total, divided by four units. That's a little less than a hotel room, if you ask me. It's hard for me to believe that a doctor or a teacher or a nurse would reside in that place. That's all I have to say.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is Terry Spencer. I live at 28353 Fisher Road, okay. Delaware, 19968. I have an opposition against it. I just heard about this today. And the area that we live in, there are troubled issues. And then to hear what Mr. Ingram said as far as the size and everything, I don't think we're going to get professionals there. He said also that it would add to, I think it would add problems. That's all I have to say.
All right, sir, we thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Can I ask a question of either one of the folks?
Sure.
If they just, there was an issue with a community center in Cool Spring Farms, and it was converted to a daycare center. Has that worked out better? You can shake your head. That I just was curious.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot better, right?
I'd forgotten about that. That's right.
That was the community center converted to a sort of like a nightclub. It became a daycare center through another public hearing. That worked out really well, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Good. You know, we don't often get the opportunity to go back and check after we make a decision.
Yeah, right.
So we take the opportunity to ask when we think there's somebody here that might know.
So. Yeah, we don't get a chance to hear from the neighbors afterwards. So.
That's right. That's
just curious.
Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1897, Russell v. Banks.